Fala.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabekoa. Anabekoa. Gedula Shemincha Dati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yitav Tzadi Kabel Rima Amcha Sagdeinu Bacharenu Dora Kufri Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Hudcha, Givava, Shabrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudkaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkacha, Tamid Kamlem Betet Resh Saditav Kimmel Hasim Kadosh Bero Tuvcha Na'el Adata Et Kuf Bet Tet Dunayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zochre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Dalumo Shin Kufav Dadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, noseya on wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We're going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, which is bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy, the first that we study, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchav Vayavo, Hamelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech, Tavo Natamar, Achoti Ulabeh. Lene shete levivot v'evre miyada. I did forget to start with the L'shem Yichud, so we will do that now. Lashan Yachud Gud Shabarichu Ishkimte Bid Hilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu Leahta Lashem Yud He Uvald He Beyachuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amaduna Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kanane Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananehu. The second verse that connects to the energy of 5778 has concealed within it the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Het. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chata'ati odi'acha va'awoni lo kisiti amarti ode'ale b'shai la'donai ohe'wahe we'ata nasata awon chata'ati. The year 5777, which is the energy of the goat, also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters, we're able to parse them into tzatzkiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we're able to permute them into dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the energy, the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yo he wahe Elohechem Tadibaku kater asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yu limlat v'lo yachlu lehavshi et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha Biad yitkachu hakohanim, ki alivim yishre levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola Yo Alame He Aka A Rekaha. The second verse for that connects to this year of the pause is chapter Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yo he wahe ade ad kibia yo he Adonai yo he wahe tzur olami. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to its energy. swallowing death forever. The first verse we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpe mi at bili ruki. Next, we will study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru mikol hamachavoyim, asher yidchabei sham v'shavtem elai el nachum. V'halachti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti, O Tov B'Kol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It is chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetzach Yoved Roav Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 has only one verse connecting to its energy of peace in the Middle East. That verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Wasanti makom l'ami l'Yisrael untati v'shakam takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto Kasher Barishona.
We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. The method that we do to connect to these names is to say the letters with the root vowel out loud. La awa kalayo la wa wa pe la nu la ha yo 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 pe la hey 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 wa yu nu ta hey hey a a yo re ta shi a hey re yo yo wa wa pe la ka pe wa shi re yo hey wa la hey hey Awako me nuda anu anu yo hey hey ame we hey ayo yo za hey 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la hey da ala are yo ashila me yo hey wa hey wa da nu yo hey hey shi ame me Nu nu a nu yo ta be be hey be wa yo nu me me yo yo la hey re hey me ta re wa me be yo hey hey a nu a be hey yo ta me be me nu ko a yo he a hey be wa re a hey yo be me Hey yo yo me wa me. The names of the 72 names from the Sadikim we connect to in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be be a a me. Me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me da. Hey hey yo anu da. La ha he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo ke yo me nu he he he.
hey, why? Do yo, hey, hey, she, ah, yo, re, ta, she, ah, hey. Re, la, yo, ah, wa, me, la, yo, be, wa, hey, re. Yo, yo, wa, la, hey, hey, ha, ako, me, nu, da. Anu, yo, hey, wa, me, re, hey, ah, yo, hey, za. Be, she, hey, me, ka, ka, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey. Sai aloha, areo wa ala me te da he, wa he wa dalayo he si ala me, nu he a nu ata me la he pe ayo, nu ko me yo he la he be he me zare, wa he be yo a he. Ala wa me zayo, da he be me kako, ala a he he wa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the Nineteenth day of Shvat, Rabbi Binyamin Zev Shapira, Rabbi Yitzhak Baruch ben Rabbi Eliyahu Yahu Soper, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yechiel Michal Aaron Weinberg. Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yehuda Greenfield, Rabbi Elimelech Menachem Landau, Rabbi Shmuel Karlbach, and Rabbi Herschel Mashinsky. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper, now our class tonight, as I said, is the Zohar class for the Parasha of Mishpatim. You can find that on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, when that opens up, scroll down to Parasha Mishpatim in the Book of Shemot. When that landing page opens up, click on the link that says Parasha 3, Pasuk, or verse 44. And that is where we will start. Just for your information, the Parasha, section 3 of Parasha Mishpatim, is revealing all of the secrets of the laws of reincarnation. There are over 300 verses in that one section alone. Start with verse 45, actually, because we have done through 44 in earlier classes.
Asher lo yada lo be'alef ketiv itema beha beha'u Sitra hara azmin laku chabrihu mi omadecha wat lav hashtar behil gule tiklalo yaada bevav madila awat mikad madida.
translation, who has designated her for himself? The Hebrew word is lo. The word lo is spelled with an aleph to mean not. If you say the Holy One, blessed be He, gave it to the other side from the first day of its existence, it is not so. For now with the turnings of the scales, He has designated her for Himself. Lo being pronounced as with a vav to mean for Himself, which it was not before. My commentary. This pasuk is discussing the evaluation and deliberations of the Beth Din. What would have changed the life of a baby is hard to understand. A baby is born with a tikkun. From the first breath, that tikkun of that child is impacted by the parents. Thus, the tikkun has been changed, and the Beth Din, in its mercy, gives the toddler back into the hands of the klipot for its cleansing. The death of the toddler cleanses the soul of the toddler. The death of the toddler impacts the tikkun of the parents. As the adage teaches, the worst pain for a human is to lose a child. As part of this unwritten commentary, to bring you up to date, we are in a section discussing, for lack of a better term, sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS. You may or may not be aware that there are babies who die in their crib, and there is no immediate cause. There's no understanding why. And this was going on. It was very much in the news when, in the early 90s, when I first came to study Kabbalah. And I read, or I was, at that time, it was read to me by people who read Aramaic, and they translated that Aramaic. And they just read the words, just as I did at this translation. They didn't connect it to SIDS. But as soon as they read it, I knew this is what was being talked about. So what these laws are saying, what these verses are explaining, the process, that this child was not meant to go into the negative system, was not meant to be returned to that negative system. It came out of the negative system, but the parents, for whatever reason, whatever part of their tikkun, they were the cause of this child's tikkun being returned to the klipot for what is actually an easier cleansing than being in our world being cleansed. Because the soul of the child knows why it was cleansed, why it was returned to the klipot. But the souls that we have do not know why we are experiencing whatever it is we are experiencing as our cleansing. This is what makes it the most difficult world of all. Pasuk 46. Vehefta mai vehefta barik laku chabarichu ashtadis al kareha adla tachamit besalik lalaru me meromim bim tuta bileya. Te ma kewan te it ashka mehahu sitra hara
Yahiv Lachima de Amru Lachasi de Shearamin Uinun Mamzere Tachatsi Atakiravioka Leam Nachri Lo Im Sholimachra Vadai Bevikto Va Piashikla Va Ashiku De Gilgula De Tikla Elala Israel Vadai Vilale Achara Vekad Nafkad Min Tikla Lo Tetze Ketet Avadim Ela Mitatra Beitraha Parama Al Reshaya.
I just want to confirm that somebody is still on the phone, because I got a call from one of the students and I didn't take it because I was in the middle of the verse. But it could be someone, she could have been calling me that she wasn't able to get on, or that you, I wasn't on the call with you. So please, if you're on the call, one of you, identify yourselves that you're still connected to me.
This is Yasmin.
It just thank you very much.
Okay.
Go ahead, Hannah.
Well, it doesn't say if we're muted or not. You know, usually it says you are now muted. Are you now unmuted? Well, it's not saying that, but we're definitely
that's
muted.
Because
not muted.
I normally do not mute the phones unless there's some background noise. And so far tonight, Lee Nara, there hasn't been any background.
I always mute because I never know who's going to come in. So I'm going to mute again. Okay.
Everybody does things differently. I'm reading the translation. Then shall he let her be redeemed? What is the meaning of that? He answers, the Holy One, blessed be He, redeems it now, while it still emits good fragrance, before it turns sour. He raises it to the highest skies, to His yeshiva. If you say that since it was wronged by the other side, He hands it, as was said, to scholarly bastards, and to the righteous of the nations. The verse proves that to sell her to a strange nation, he shall have no power, seeing he has dealt deceitfully with her, as he oppressed it with the turning of the scales. But assuredly he will give it to Israel and to no other. When it emerges from the scales, it shall not go out as the men servants do, but is given a crown high on its head. My commentary. The soul of the toddler will be reincarnated into a home of the children of Israel. Pasuk 47. Ve'ite ma dehai sitra alat la behau yanuka lav haki Ela not lat lave hadat Bahada upar hat min yedaha Viala de hahu Atar vehi pikidad lehahu Lenoka vehadat Beya vehai kat Beya v'taivat v'hahu basar adil vatar natil kudsha berichu nishmateya v'hiyo legufa uvatar kola ihu birshuta biku chabarihu. The translation. If you say that the side that if you say that that side comes in the child, which means it has power over its soul, it is not so. But it takes the soul and rejoices in it. He flies out of its hands and enters that place of the other side, where it visits that child. It is delighted with it and mocks it, lusting after that flesh, so that the Holy One, blessed be He, takes its soul, while it takes its body. After that, everything is under the control of the Holy One, blessed be He. My commentary. This is a spiritual law, in my opinion. The soul of a toddler is never given to the negative system. Only the body is given to the negative system. And this is describing decay of the body. Pasuk 48. Tachatzila tetze ketzaeta adar vadim Maihu ela beshata denafka admin tikla Wehahu sidra bechaedu re rashi La lekud shabarichu betatim la bachat gushpanka uparishala levush yekar hileya umanihu shema kadisha deikre Eloha Vedahu Bevigdo Valavusha Yakira Demalka Paris Allah Ukdenihi Netira Delait Masrat Leam Nachriela The Israel Ehud. The translation. Come and see. She shall not go out as the men servants do. He asks, what is the meaning of go out as the men servants? And answers, when it leaves the scales and that side with joy, the Holy One, blessed be He, marks it and seals it with a certain ring. Spreads on it his precious garment, which is the holy name Eloha. That is the meaning of he has dealt deceitfully with her. Also, his garments is with her. That is while the precious garment of the king is on it. Since this garment is upon it, it is written, to sell her to a strange nation, he shall have no power. By commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. Eloha is part of the name Elohim. Pasuk 49. Vidaihu diktiv ki me Eloha yismareni. V'arazadakitiv ha-kaleyam nachrilo yeim shol lemachra bevigdo labiod ilvu shikar demalka ba kewan bevigdo va Kitiv le'am nachri lo im shol le'machra. translation. This is the meaning of as in the days when Eloha preserved me, a verse from Job, which refers to the precious garment called Eloha, as mentioned. It is in reference to this secret that it is written here, to sell her to a strange nation he shall have no power, seeing that his garment is with her. It is because the precious garment of the king is upon it. Since his garment is with her, then to sell her to a strange nation, he shall have no power. My commentary. Why is this pasuk repeating the previous pasuk in different words? And it seems to repeat itself even in this pasuk. Pasuk 50. Marashu it lehahu sit rabba tachatzi kol b'nei alma kulu birshu teya b'malkan kadisha b'kulu it lomzimna b'hai alma adihu Pa'elisal kalomin alba v'dalit le'ya zimna v'yadi Pa'ekat behu v'chadat behu. He asks, what is of the dominion that Side has over that soul? For he said that the Holy One, blessed be he, gives permission to the other side to wrong that soul. And he answers, come and see, the people in the world are all under the dominion of the Holy King. They all have time to live in this world until he wishes to raise them from the world. The other side is not allowed to harm them before that time. Yet as for it, it has not set time to live. Therefore it mocks and delights in that soul and takes it away from this world. Thus, since it was not allotted time, the other side is given permission to oppress it. My commentary. This pasuk is unclear, even with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. Does anybody understand it? Please feel free to speak up. Pasuk 51.
Levar nashit behane kirae bekamaitin tavin Ilaim inun bekol mi le dioraita lekulu kishot beorak kishot beishtamodan legabe hakimin diade beazle beorak kishot bezimna Deva aku chaberichu lemivre almasalik biruta kameyavetie kol nishmatin teinun zeminin lemehabivchane Shalivata Bekuhu Itziyaru Kameya Behahutiyura Mabash Izminin Limecheve Ivnena Shalivata Bechama Kochad Bechad.
Thank you. translation. Moreover, these verses contain admonitions to people, and much good lofty advice is present in the words of the Torah, which are all true and of a true way. They are known to the wise, who know and walk the path of truth. When the Holy One, blessed be He, wished to create the world, He so desired it and fashioned all the souls that will be placed in people afterwards. And they were all fashioned before Him in the very shape they will have later in people. And He saw each and every one. My commentary. This is a pasuk that is transitioning to another reincarnation subject. There is a spiritual truth regarding the physical appearance of the body is mirroring the appearance of the soul as well. Pasuk 52. Ve'it min kon v'ziz minin ve'avashar chayehu ve'almau shata ve'matazinayehu karekut shabarichu lechahiyo v'shmeta amar la zili uli bedoch talan beguf pelan ativat kameya mare adi alma di libi alma tade anayat vapeya belaeha le'alma achara yishtab bedun bivieha beluch lecha benayhu amar la kucha berichu min yoma de itberia ad itberia lemecheve behahu alma kevan dechamad nishmatatach be'al kirkarcha dachdat ve'alat amant. The translation. Some of them will befoul their ways in the world. When their time comes to descend into the world, the Holy One, blessed be He, summons that soul and says to it, go, enter a certain place, a certain body. It replies to Him, Master of the universe, I am satisfied with the world I dwell in and shall not go into another world, where I shall be enslaved and soiled in their midst. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to it, ever since you were created, this is the reason why you were created, to be in that world, in that body. When the soul sees that, it descends despite itself, and there enters a body. My commentary is that this pasuk is clear as it is written. Pasuk 53. Alright, Adi Achivat Eita Alakol Alma Chamat Aki Aschirat Livne Alma Viamrat Chamukamachas Kuchabarihu alaiku miarkalita avadehavat leyazamipin lechu lemagana tishtabudu babecha Torah that gives advice to all who realize that, admonishes the people in the world, saying, see how much the Holy One, blessed be He, has compassion for you. He sold for free the good gem He had, namely the soul, so that you will cultivate it in this world. My commentary. He sold for free to whom? The soul itself or Satan? I vote for the soul itself to give it free will. Pasuk 54. Wiki imkorish dakud shabarichu et bito danishbata dadishale yama lemecheve yama mishta beda jeniku behai alma bimatu minaiku. Bishata timate zimna linachka behai alma lo tetse. Ketzad ha'avadim la'tipuk mitdanfa bechovim tipuk bat dorim berira nekiya begin deyechede ba'mara v'yishtabat ba'v'yahi La garta bitzach duche pigrein ta dedan kada ve ishbio bitzach datot nafshecha vedai katipuk berira nekiya the translation. If a man sell the Holy One, blessed be He, his daughter, the Holy Soul to be a maidservant, to be an enslaved maidservant among you in this world. I pray you, when its time comes to depart from this world, that she shall not go out as the men servants do, not soiled with iniquities, but free, refined, and cleansed, so that its master will be happy with it, praise himself with it, and give it good reward in the brightness of the Garden of Eden. This is the meaning of, and satisfy your soul in drought. The Hebrew word can also be translated as brightness. A verse from Isaiah. Surely when the soul emerges properly clear and clean. My commentary. All the female half-souls get cleansed completely in Gehinnom. Pasuk 55. Aval imra b'nei dodecha kadnafka beluchlaka betinu fechovin belait chaziyat kameya kadkayot vavid lechahu Gufa Beit David Mehahiyo Nishmeta Le'almin Begindekal Nishmatim Tzokim Barira Danachim Dakim Rehai Alma Kodishmeta Benishmeta Ala Besifra Diach Mata Demalka Dekuru Bishmahan Beamar Damihio Nishmeta Dilani Lanya Demina Te Behahu Gufa Bishalkat Uskain Tivlo Yadabo.
Translation. But if she pleases not her master, emerging soiled with the filth of transgressions, and it is not presentable before him as it should, woe to that body that was lost to the soul forever. For when the soul ascends clear and comes out cleansed from this world, each soul enters the book of the king's bag. They are all recorded with names, which says that the soul of so-and-so is designated to the body it left. Then it is written, who has designated her for himself. My commentary. Male half-souls have a different process and restoration, meaning resurrection. The 56th verse.
Vikadavkat ra'abene adonecha deka istava bechovin utinufa bechatayin kedem lo yadava. Beidavin ahugufa mina vehi laizdam nat legabe hubar hahio bimara yisrehe letabeti yuta tegufa pa kedem keti vechefta Pada pada nafsho me avor b'shaat b'chefta ayihu hivar nash deita dileya deyifrok la v'yetu b'ziyuta v'litrein sitrein Ka'amar kuchatarichu Behefta betiyuta Levatar deta betiyuta Padala meorcha Degehino.
The translation. When it comes out not pleasing its master, soiled in the iniquities and filth of sins, then who has designated her for himself? The Hebrew word is Lamed Vav, is pronounced as not Lamed Aleph, designated her, and the body is lost to it, and it is not designated for it. The exception is the soul, which master desires as the body repented. Then it is written, redeemed, as in thus he will redeem his soul from going into the pit. Redeemed refers to man, whose advice is to redeem it and repent. And to both sides, the verse says, then shall he let her be redeemed. The first is the Holy One, blessed be he. Then shall he let her be redeemed from Gehinom. The second concerns man, who shall let her be redeemed by repentance. For after he repents, the Holy One, blessed be he, redeems them from the way Gehidon. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written. The 57th verse.
What?
Liam not lilo. Yim shol limachra. Man yam nachri. Aluvata ihi mishmata. Tupad nafka. Me alma uvat nashaste. Archeo. Archeia bechada, hiyo bi'alat l'sal ka'le'ela, doim ashreyan, kadishin begin de mashreyan, kadishin kaimim behahu acha, dagaya, Umashreyan Nukrayin Kaimin Behahu Arha De Gehinom. Translation. To sell her to a strange nation, he shall have no power. He asks, what is the strange nation? And he answers, the soul is ashamed when it departs from the world. If the man deviated from the way together with it, it seeks to rise up to the holy camps, for holy camps are situated on the way to the Garden of Eden, and strange camps, that is, demons, stand on the way to Gehinnom. My commentary. The male soul goes to heaven first for his Bet Din. Our time is up. We will continue at this location on Thursday's Zohar class. Does anyone have any questions? Class is tomorrow at 10:30. And at 3, the 3 o'clock class continues the study of reincarnation. At 7 a.m. Monday morning, these are all West Coast time, at 7 a.m. we will continue our Tanit Dibur. This coming week is the last week of the Tanit Dibur. We need to consider, will we be going forward and continuing the Psalms until they're completed? Or will we delay that until the next year's period of Shavuot? I'm soliciting your input on this decision. Shalom to all. I hope you have a beautiful week. Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov. Shavuot Tov. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.